Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance Radio. We're coming to you live, Studio City, California. First of all, I want to apologize for last week's episode. It got crazy on me. I had all the kids with me, and we're traveling around in that building. I lost connection, and a lot of people were texting me saying, yo, Shane, we're losing you. So I had to fix it, and it didn't get fixed in time. So anybody that saw that show or heard that show, if you got that bad connection, I apologize for that. I promise you, I'll try my best not to let that happen again, all right? It's your boy, Planet Dance, giving you all the information for the dance world, giving you latest and the greatest. Yo, check this out. I'm not sure if y'all watched the AMAs, but the AMAs was crazy. Check this out. My favorite part, and I want to get everybody's information on this. I want everybody to call in and tell me what they thought, if they felt the same way. Did your heart drop when MC Hammer came out in the middle of Psy's performance? I swear, I went back to like 92, 93. I'm not sure what year MC Hammer came out. But all I know is when I saw Hammer came out, I was like, thank you, God, for showing people what's up. Because still, to this day, excluding Michael, because can't nobody touch Michael, MC Hammer had one of the dopest stage shows in the world. And it's really funny that they compared him or put him with Psy, because right now, Psy is killing the game. I just wanted to give props to that. And if you didn't see it, make sure you go on YouTube and check it out, because it's a sick show. Whoever coordinated that, I give them props. And thank you for making my heart go crazy that day. I'm a big movie fan. Like, I'm always at TV shows. I'm always watching movies. And this week, I went to go see Twilight. Twilight, if you're a Twilight fan, yo, welcome to my world. Twilight was so good to me. The ending scene, that battle, and all the things they did was crazy. And I'm like this. If you got powers, love story, and beautiful people, you got me. Twilight, y'all did y'all thing for the last one. I'm hoping it's not the last one because I enjoy it that much. And and check this out. I'm watching X Factor, and I'm an X Factor fan. You know, I support anything that has to do with talent and, you know, singing and dancing. I'm watching the show, and then they got CeCe and Beatrice at the bottom. You know, first of all, CeCe, that girl is crazy. Beatrice, ridiculous. I need y'all to call in right now. If y'all could call in right now on 914-338-1303 and tell me who you thought should have went home. Because I was tripping, man. Like, I didn't know what to think. But, you know, CeCe did her thing. But Beatrice, she's young and she's got a lot of time to grow. So, you know, she got a chance to come back and do something great. But call in. Let me know what y'all thought. Hey, 914-338-1303. Yo, I want to give a shout-out to my boy Easy, Eric Dooley, my man. Yo, check this out. Make sure y'all hit us up on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, the Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Shane Sparks, check it out. Sparks5678 on Twitter. And make sure you hit me up on Facebook. It's just ShaneSparks/Facebook.com, something like that. Y'all get in touch with me. Hit me up. I need to get my numbers up. You know what I mean? Y'all got all these people on Twitter. I see people with a million fans, and I know I got more than that. So hit me up. Yo, check this out. I got a caller coming in. Area code 347-8830. Caller, you on the line if you're there. Who is this?
Hi, Shane.
Yo, who is this?
It's Victoria.
What's up, Victoria? This is my number one right here. You don't play.
Well, I always make sure I have a date with you and Eric. Eric on Friday,
oh,
well,
that's
what's
up.
Saturday.
That's what's up. What's
going on? I have something to that I wanted to get out. On season 3 of So You Think You Can Dance, which you was
on.
Oh,
my God.
Right?
Okay, okay.
Dietrich, right? When I have something to say towards Mia Michaels, like, I love Mia Michaels. She's great. But
right?
I think she got it mixed up because she said that Dietrich has a lot of, like, he comes off as conceited. But to be honest, and I like this person too, but I kind of don't like him that much anymore. But Hawk Kanishi.
Right.
Hawk Kanishi is the one who came off as really, really conceited and cocky because Dietrich had said in his interview or whatever when he was doing the thing, he was like, look, I'm willing to learn other styles of dance. Hawk, on the other hand, Hawk didn't say nothing like that. And I'm not trying to bash him or whatever or hate on him or whatever. But the thing is that Mia was
okay,
wearing
look,
in that sense.
I'm going to explain that to you really quick because I understand exactly where you're coming from. But I'm going to tell you this, just from Dietrich's point of view, the reason a lot of people thought he came off cocky is because he's a very, I ain't going to say conceited, but he's very, what's the word that I want to say? He's very confident. And when you're confident in what you do, sometimes you come off conceited. He's one of the coolest people I've ever met, you know what I mean? So I know he's not, he doesn't have a bad attitude. He just was coming on that show representing, saying, ain't nobody going to take me off this show. I came on here for a reason, I'm going to represent. So that's why he came off kind of arrogant, but he's really not. And as far as, like, Hawk, see, Hawk is a street dancer. Hawk is a street dancer, so he grew up street dancing with a lot of other dancers. So they've developed their styles over all this time. So for him to switch over and do other things, it's kind of like, I don't want to do that because this is my world. This is what I do. Either appreciate me for what I do or I don't want to be here. You know what I mean? Not saying that you won't learn other styles, but when you come up, that's the way I came up. I didn't take lyrical classes, jazz classes, ballet classes because I was a street dancer. You couldn't get me to do that. My advice now is for anybody that's in the dance world, do that, please. Get as much knowledge as you can about the dance because this world is changing a lot. But when I was growing up, I was too stubborn. I would never take a class from anybody if it wasn't my boy Keith Sperling or Chris Tyler. If it wasn't none of them dance with me, I was not trying to hear it. You know what I mean? So I get it.
Yeah.
But that's all I have to say about that. But both those boys are cool people. I was with them for like 2 years, and I was there when Hawk tried to audition and couldn't make it because he didn't have the right papers. He came back the next year and killed it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know, props to both of them.
I love Hawk. I love Hawk or whatever. He's cool. But, I mean, still, like, I still think that she.
This is what you got to remember. You got to remember, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know what I mean? Me and
Michael.
Yeah, I know,
I understand.
You know what I mean? So, but let's get on though. So I got to take another caller. I appreciate you calling in, but let me know this real quick. Who do you think should have stayed on the show, X Factor, if you watch the show, CC or Beatrice?
I think CeCe should have stayed.
Is that right? Okay. Well, you know, I guess everybody is on your team, so it's all good. But let's talk later. Follow me on Twitter. Right. Get your friends to hit us up on Twitter, all right? I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right.
All right, have a good one. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks on Planet Dance. We're keeping it live today. I got my boy Easy in the background chilling, pumping that music for me. I think I got another caller coming in, 310-9596. Who could that be?
Hey, yo. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mike Forsyth, Raw Feed Radio. What's going down?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Just want to shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out there to everything that you're doing, man. I'm supporting everything with it. You know, wanted to bring a little news to you, you know what I'm saying,
what's
and
up?
Everybody out there on some upcoming events and stuff like that are coming aboard if you guys are interested.
Let me hear it. Let me see. You got the stage
well,
right now. What's up?
All right, well, we've got, you know what I'm saying, Raw Feed's been, you know, in network and contact with Ricardo Parker, you know what I'm saying, Stevie Drummer, you know what I'm saying, out there doing big things.
Okay.
You know, producer of you know, Ricardo Parker, Dem Joints. You know, so doing good things. I got a new single out called with Starface, you know what I'm saying?
That's
also, with the Stevie Drummer, got something coming out with Juvenile, so I got to check it out. It's hardcore.
My man. Do it.
You know what I'm saying? Also, check out the Red album from Taylor Swift. You know, Rafi's been in connection with Taylor Swift's, you know, entourage of people. Alexander.
Do it.
The Sadie and Sophie from Alexander Twins coming out. You know what I'm saying? We've got...
Wow.
Aylin Esser. We've got Hannah Tan. Spin Rich Records. Rafi's with, you know what I'm saying, distributed now through Empire. So, you know, bringing Cruzmatic, you know, Chris Renee, my boy from the X Factor, two years ago, I think. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna be sitting there. I'm gonna be seeing him with you know, on December 6th, chilling with him and you know, Reggie Stevens from the New York Giants, ex Super Bowl champion. Now he's the owner of, you know, Spin Rich Records, and throwing them out there, like, you know, you got Cruzmatic with Jay Wills, Johnny Rocks. We got fucking, I mean, excuse my name. We got everybody. We've got a guy named Andrew Justice, Young and Fly, Hood Rock Promotions with DJ Crucial, doing real big things out there in Miami. And that's about it, man.
Wow, man. Yo, I appreciate that. That's some hype stuff. You must be very, very proud. That's crazy, man. I thank you for coming on and spreading that. I'm about to bring Easy in, too. Easy got a few things that he wanted to throw out there, too. But, yo, what's your Twitter?
What's your Twitter? Yeah, it's NP underscore Mike. You can check me out on Facebook at Insights Precise. Also at Michael Precise. There's a fan page that says Michael Precise as well. And also you can check out the pages on Google. It says Mike Precise recognizes Taylor Swift. Go ahead and check that out. And
that's
also Andrew Justice. So
that's
all
up,
that,
man.
You can check all that out.
Yeah, hey, man, I just want to let you know I appreciate you. Keep doing it. And, you know, we're here for a reason. We're here giving knowledge and here to entertain the world. I appreciate you for that, all right?
All right, no problem, man. You guys take care.
Oh, man, I'll talk to you later. Peace. Yeah, this is your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Shane Sparks on Planet Dance Radio on the Easy Way Broadcasting, WTV Networks, and Blog Talk Radio. We're doing it live here every Saturday, 2 p.m. I hope y'all listening. Check this out. I'm about to go to the Twitter situation right now because I need y'all to tweet, okay? Twitter, Sparks5678. That's me, Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, and then at WTV Networks. If y'all get that, and that Blog Talk Radio, make sure y'all check us out. Make sure y'all hit us up. Make sure y'all give us, turn your fans on and tell them to listen to the show because we're coming hard. Yo, I got my boy Eric Zuley. He should be coming in a minute. And just so y'all know, if y'all don't know, Kaya Jones, one of the ex-Pussycat Dolls, is going to be coming in on my radio show soon. I'm going to have her in next week, but I'm trying to get her to call in today just to give a quick little preview. So, yo, stay tuned for that. Yo, if y'all listen to Shane Sparks Planet Dance, and we're doing it live. Yeah. Hey, Eric, you there? Yeah. Looking for Eric Zuley. My man's supposed to call in today.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you.
What's up, Shane?
There he is, my boy Eric Zuley, easy in the house, because he does it,
you know,
so easy. What's up, boy?
No, I had to rock that hot intro. Man, your show's hot, man. The phones are blowing up, and the tweets are tweeting, and the info is infoing. It's Planet Dance, baby. You know, we got nothing but love for the dancers out there.
That's right, man. Yo, you said, Shane, I'm going to give you an outlet to support, to talk about what you want to talk about and, you know, give the dance world something to look forward to. And I'm doing it, and we're doing it, and I appreciate you for that. Let's get it.
Always, baby. You know, and a lot of people don't know, you know, our friendship and how deep it goes, how long we've known each other, and you know, you've always been a very positive role model. You've taught people how to dance. You've taught many. I mean, you're Emmy nominated. You know, what I mean, you should get that credit that you deserve from everybody in a very positive manner. And I will tell you guys, I know Shane personally as a very, very good friend of mine. Not only is he one of my DJs on Easy Way Broadcast, but this is a really good individual, and he's got a heart. He does a lot of things for a lot of people. He's very not selfish. You know what I mean? Now it's Planet Dance, baby. We're taking over the planet.
Yeah.
We're dancing all over.
Hey, check this out. I'm going to tell you this. On that note, when you said something about teaching most of the people out here, man, I can't tell you how many times I've been at a dance studio, been at a show or something, and somebody come up to me and say, you were my first dance teacher, and they were like 5 years old, you know what I mean? Or they was like, I started dancing because I saw that movie you choreographed. Or when I saw So You Think You Could Dance, the routine that you did with Trangy or something like that, they were like, that inspired me to do what I do. Like, I hear that all the time, and that's why I can never leave this industry, man. That's why I'm going to do it till the day I die, till my legs fall off.
Yeah, baby, you're an awesome role model, and I'll tell you guys, I mess around with Shane's Facebook every now and then, you know, because he's so busy, he's always on tour, or, you know, on a plane, or
doing whatever he's doing, doing movies or TV shows or whatever. And, I, you know, our team will mess around with the Facebook a little bit. And, dude, your Facebook just blows up. It's like, dude, come on. Like, the screens need to, like, go away for a second. We're trying to do some work here. And your Facebook,
change.
You got some loyal fans, brother. You got some loyal fans. That's,
yeah,
that's good stuff.
Easy. I was giving them my heart, man. Every time I was on TV, every time I was doing anything, whenever I teach a class, I'm going to tell you this. I was at the Pulse, and I would be teaching with different choreographers, and they would come on. They would come to the show, and a lot of them would teach the same choreography every weekend for, like, the whole season. And to me, I felt like people were getting, like kind of getting gypped. You know what I mean? I taught class every week, so every weekend I came, I had two or three routines for the kids that were brand new. So when they went on YouTube, they wasn't seeing the same choreography with everybody. You know what I mean? And I just want to put that out there. Like, I mean, if that's your craft, man, perfect your craft and give them something new every time you see them. You know, somebody might watch it on YouTube in Miami, and then you come to New York, and they go be like, oh, I saw that choreography. You know what I mean? I want something new. So, you know, keep it high, keep it fresh for the dancers, because, you know, they learn it every day with this YouTube and being able to go online and see, you know, all this fresh new stuff from Japan, Korea, New Zealand, Mexico, man. It's too much stuff out there to be repeating your stuff, you know, all the time. So.
Did you mention Japan and China and that area? Should I plug my little segment in China, a little show going on?
I just
realized Meitan Development Group, my good friend Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, he created Meitan Development Group, and they're basically the new E! Of China, about a billion people reach. And dude, they if you go on their website, I can send you the link, Meitan Development Group, Larry Namer actually said that I'm one of his pupils. You know, I just checked that out. Yeah, I'm one of his, like, I made so-and-so, I helped so-and-so's career, I helped so-and-so, and then he had my name, Eric Zilli, with my link. I was like, what? I'm Larry Namer's poop. Whoa. You know, like, stuff. Hey, your lines are blowing up, man. Your lines are blowing up. I don't know if we can keep up. I think we should grab one of the dollars here.
That's crazy, man. But I'm telling you, Easy, when you do it right, man, people appreciate you. That's you know, that goes without saying. So keep doing what you're doing.
God is good, man. It's neither one of us, brother. We're just vehicles of what God wants. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I heard you have something to do with Designer Original Magazine.
Oh, dude, Designer. Yvonne's my girl. Designer Original Magazine is also another very positive magazine, and they want nothing but the best for all the talents out there, all the models, all the actors. I mean, they're mainly a fashion, entertainment, arts. It's kind of like artsy magazine. It's thedesigneroriginal.com, soon to be designeroriginalmagazine.com, and I have a segment on there. Yeah, I got a segment. It's called Easy
Wave
411.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, you're on there. Are you...
I know.
You're in the cover.
Listen. Let me tell it. Dang, you can tell my story. Let me give it.
My bad.
But they hit me up. Just killed it. You got a front cover. No, but they called me up, man. She said, "Yo, say we want you on the front cover." So I'm actually going to be shooting next Monday, and I'm going to be on the cover of the January issue. So I need everybody, if you know about Design Original Magazine, I need y'all to go check that out, you know. And if y'all don't know where to go, you go to MAGZTER/Apple Store, or you can go to www.magzter.com, and you can order a subscription. I think it's like $1.99. If you listen to me, please go there. And if you're around in January, pick up my issue, because I'm going to try to look sexy. No baseball caps, no sweatpants.
Let's see if you can beat my cover. I did the first cover. My fans versus your fans.
Oh, God. I got to come spiffy now. I got to wear a suit.
Actually, you know what, man? I realize that a lot of our fans are the same. Like, by the way, I want to give a shout-out to Victoria. That girl's got nothing but support for us, man. She's always tweeting. She's always calling in.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, like, my
fans. I want to find out what she does, because, you know, people like her, man, people that are, like, excited, you know, and ready to do stuff and on it, those are the people you want working for you, doing things for you, because those ones that are going to spread the word and get your
message. She's a dancer in New York trying to make her dreams come true. And she's, from what I've researched, she's pretty hot. She got some skills.
Right. Well, hopefully one day we get to work with her, man, because she does.
Well, you know what? Actually, if you listen to one of my last shows, she told me on the show, she said her dream, her life's dream before she's off this earth is to dance with you.
Wow. Well, you know what, Easy? We got to make that happen. To all the dancers out there, if you got a dream, call my radio station, make sure you call in and tell me what you think, what you want, somebody you want to dance with, a show you want to be on, somebody that you miss. Call me, 914-338-1303. And I'm going to tell you this. If you're in love, this is sensitive side of me. If you're in love or ever was in love and you got somebody out there that you want to contact, hit me up. I'll put y'all together. If it's somebody you want to apologize to, somebody you want to say I'm sorry to or whatever, hit me up. I'll make that happen because I'm all about making situations better, making relationships better, and bringing people that love each other back together.
Wait, Shane's playing matchmaker now? You're a matchmaker now? Damn, man, make up your mind.
Hey, listen. I went through some crazy stuff the past couple of weeks, man. I just see so many females and, you know, with broken hearts, and a lot of them don't really have no way of contacting anybody or getting back, or they don't know what to do or say, man. And I want to make, you know, it's like we got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas, and then Valentine's Day about to come, and I just want to make everybody happy. So Valentine's Day, we got the whole world, you know, together and loving the person that they want to love. That's all.
Oh, Valentine's Day, man. I should give a little shout out and say that I'm single. All the girls out there, I'm single. I ain't got no Valentine. my Valentine's work. My Valentine's my work, brother.
I feel you, though. Hey, what's up? I want to send a shout out to my boy T Rob from Cincinnati, Ohio. He just stepped into the station, came in to say what's up to me. Yo, T, what's up?
I want to say in terms where, again, it's an honor to be up in here with my man, watching him do his thing. He got all the technology around him, all the buttons, the mics, and everything, and then he's working it like effortlessly. I just want to shout out, you know, T Rob is the Quiet Giant. If y'all want to check it out, go to YouTube, type in T Rob Trailer QG, and y'all can check out the sneak look. It's a little long, but it's well worth the viewing. Also, shout out to my man Zarian King Z. He's working on the project right now, and Clayton coming in from Step by Step. You know, a big damn show as well. So. You showed up at my man Shane's house tonight, man. I'm pretty sure I could just see a big compound and millions of people outside waiting to get in and talking and say what's up to Shane. So let's get that. Let's make that happen, y'all. Keep calling. The show still got some time. If you want to hear from you, you can also Twitter, you know what I'm saying, following that Shane Sparks 5678. Let's get on. TROBBEATS.
Oh, my
man,
God.
Man, you're doing good, man. Good to see y'all here doing your thing, man. Just checking out this Quiet Jam with my boy T-Rob, man. I see y'all doing the thing, man. I got much love for y'all, man. Much respect, you know. 513 all the way to L.A. County. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
That's what's up, man. It's so good to hear from you. When I hear your name, man, it takes me back so far. You know how you hear a song and you be like, oh, my God, that reminds me of Cincinnati. Your name reminds me of something. It brings back memories, man.
Yo, Shane, where's 707? What area code is that?
What area code?
I'm up here in North California, man, up here by the Bay Area, man, in Vallejo.
Bay Area, okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah, the Bay Area, representing where that 40, where you're the E40 at, man, you know, the block, Bay Area block report, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of E40, check out Baby Bash's new song with E40. He was just on my show yesterday. It's freaking hot. I just had to throw
man,
that plug, man. Behind me, Baby Bash.
Yeah, Baby Bash is hot, man. E40, man. It's all, oh, man. They too short. Oh, man. They is hot, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's all good,
what's
man.
Up?
Yeah, I just want to send my shout out to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, baby. So y'all doing y'all
okay,
thing,
hey.
Though. Supporting y'all up here,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, man. T-Rob's here. What's up? So I want to say what's up to you, man. Keep doing what you're doing and just keep listening, man. And just I just want to make this the biggest radio station in the world for the entertainers,
oh, yeah.
For the dancers, the singers, everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we tuned in. Don't even trip. It's all hot.
Hey, Joe, what's up? Stay strong. Free G5.
Hey. Free G-I.
Hey, Eric, go to 2709. Area code 323. That's Kaya.
Okay, there we go. We're going to bring Kai in right now. Damn, there she is.
Hello?
Hi. Did
she
hang up?
Yeah, she hung up. Hello?
Yeah. I think we got Kai out.
Kaya. Hey, what's up, Shane?
What are you doing?
Well, I'm calling because this is your show, so I just wanted to say what's up, y'all. This is Kai Jones, and I'm very proud of my man, Shane Spark, so you need to stay locked and listening to his radio station here at Easy Way Broadcasting.
Yo, I love you for that. If y'all don't know, this is Kaya from the Pussycat Dolls. She's doing her thing, you know, and she got some big things coming up. I'm getting a feedback.
Well, that's I think that's his cell phone. It's all right.
It's all good?
There's nothing we can do about that. Hey, Kaya,
okay.
Nice
oh,
to meet you. My name's EZ, Eric Zuli.
Is that better?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah.
Hey, Kaya, nice to meet you. My name's EZ, Eric Zuli.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm excited for both of you guys, and I just wanted to call in and say what's up and, you know, hope that everything
that's
goes good. And you need to listen to me next week. I'm going to be on the radio station next week.
That's right. And if y'all don't know, Kaya got some big things. And just a little sneak preview, she's one of the youngest record label owners ever. And she's doing big things. And she's going to turn out the music industry because she's doing it the right way. I'm going to talk way more about that, talk more about reality, talk more about clothing lines. She's got some beautiful things. And maybe we could get some inside scoop on the Pussycat Dolls.
For sure, Shane. For everyone, keep it locked here with Shane and Easy.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Hey, what's your Twitter, Kaya? What's your Twitter?
It's just Kaya Jones.
Just Kaya Jones, okay.
Jones.
So
yeah.
I have to ask one question, just because I'm a host too, and I'm annoying like that. How did you guys meet?
Oh, me and Shane.
Yeah, how did you and Shane meet?
Oh, well, we knew a mutual person with Dancers Global, but Shane saw the Release the Energy video and he tweeted at me, and then we happened to be on doing a dance for camp competition, and we met in person, and that was it. So the power of Twitter.
So technically, that's a social.
Twitter.
Exactly. I was gonna say technically that's a social media success answer right there, because I'm all about
exactly.
You know, social media helping your success. You know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you know, big people can reach out to you, and you can reach out to them, and you can get. You know, some business going, and I'm sure we'll touch on that next week, right, Shane? Of all the things that
yeah. Don't give it
away
for one show. Let's go.
I know. I won't give it away.
Yeah. Hey, Kaya,
that's what the station's all about, is helping celebrities interact with their fans and what social media
exactly.
does. But you rock.
Exactly.
You rock, Kaya. Big fan.
Hey, hold up, EZ. Kaya, can you do a drop for me so I can play it all week?
Of course. Hey, what's up? This is Kaya Jones.
This is Kenny Jones, and you're listening to Planet Dance with Shane Sparks on Easy Way Broadcasting.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much, baby.
Bye.
All right, Kaya, I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you next week, and let's take care of the business, all right?
That's
her show, man. Kaya needs her own show, or she needs to be a co-host or something. She's
hey.
She's got a lot.
Hey. We could talk about that, too.
Thank you, guys. Much love.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Yo, this your boy, Shane Sparks, putting it in, doing it live. Got my boy, Easy, on the radio, and we doing it live. Got my boy, T-Rob, in the station, chilling with me today. Cincinnati is in the building. Yo, I got another call on the line. Yo, Easy, let's put them through and see what they're talking about. 8830.
Which one?
Who is that? 8830.
8830. All right, here we go. 8830.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's our girl Victoria. We can't bring her on three times.
Okay, no.
Get jealous.
Give me 5181. 5181 has been holding for like 19 minutes.
Okay, 5181, 917 area code. 5181, you on the line live. What's going on?
Yo, call it. It's your boy Shane Sparks. Who is this?
Yo, this is Curtis.
What's up? Who is this?
It's Curtis.
What's up, Curtis?
Yeah, what's up, Shane?
Oh, yeah. What's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, that's the skate I was talking about. Yo, first things first, you the man, son. Your dance moves is awesome. Sick.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. That warms my heart.
I be seeing, like, some dance moves on YouTube, and you be doing some hot box stuff, like wavy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. It's crazy because I watch YouTube, too, man. It's so hard to keep up with some of these brothers that's coming up in this business. They be killing it.
I did that one.
They be killing it. That's why it's called a gift. And when you got a gift, it never plays out. You know, that's why I'm able to do everything that I do for all these years and still keep it fresh and hot. Because it's not something I was taught. It's something that was given to me, you know?
Yeah. Respect.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So what's going on? What's new with you, man? How you doing?
I'm just calling. I'm trying to get a comment out, though. Because, you see, the 8830 caller that keep on plugging the radio. Yeah, Victoria, yeah.
You stupid.
Just put the bind though. But nah,
right.
Her comment in terms of Hulk and Dietrich, I wanted to comment on that too. I think that does have a point in terms of opinionation wise, because it's like Hulk has like, I don't know, he has like this thing, you know what I'm saying? This core, this thing. But when he dances and he finishes, I don't know if it's just me seeing it or others. A professional mix or whatever, but when he's done, and if I guess a judge or all three judges say something really good, he gives all the score like he's on top of the world, like he just does over exaggerating stuff. And I'd be like, that wasn't necessary though. Like, all right, I'm great.
Oh really?
I'd be seeing that. I mean, I don't know if it's just me or other people. Me and my friends be looking at that, and I'd be like, you see?
Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm going to tell you this. You have to remember, like, I'm going to school you on something real quick, man. This is going to open your eyes to a lot of stuff. You have to remember that it's TV.
That's true, too.
You have to remember that. If you watch somebody that's on TV and they're boring and they don't keep your attention, a lot of times you turn the station. And I'm not saying he's fake because there's nothing about that, but he's giving you all his energy and he's showing you that he should be where he's at and vote for him. You know what I mean? So it's got to be big. You got to be bigger than life when you're on that screen, you know? So that's all about. Because, man, if he was like that for real, I would tell you. I don't like him. But, no, those boys were very professional and very good kids, man, and they hungry. And that's why they're successful at what they do. You know, they all out on the road right now working. So, but I'm going to let you go, man, because I got to get to another call. I got somebody who's been on here for 12 minutes, 28, where you at? My man, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling in, all right?
All right.
Caller, you on the line.
What's up, Shane, man? This is your boy Gabriel with Dancers Global.
There he is. I'm sorry for having you on hold for so long, but I can't tell who's on the line. But this one boy, Gabe. Gabe, just so y'all know, Gabriel basically supported me through all my drama. And if y'all don't know, I want to get this out really quick. When I do my interview for Designer Original Magazine, I'm going to be telling my story about what happened to me so everybody can understand what really happened. You know what I mean? Because a lot of
stuff needs to be heard.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people need to know what's up because once I tell it, it puts people at ease. And they realize, like, that's crazy. The media never said that or never put that out there.
So with them, they're going to help me get that out there. So make sure you get that issue, because I'm telling you straight from my mouth what exactly happened, okay? So y'all can just be yourself, all right? So, and Gabe was one of the first ones to do an interview on me to support me and give me that energy. And was like, I don't care what happened, Shane. You're the man. I believe in you, and I know you're going to change the world. So I want to welcome him to Planet Dance. Gabriel, give him a hand.
Man. Well, I appreciate that. And you know I got to not only call and support, man, but just let you and Easy know that what you guys are doing is a blessing to the dance and music community, man, and the entertainment business as a whole, because there's not a lot of people that are given a free voice to be heard out there. I mean, you know, there's
right.
not a lot of good resources to be heard. So this is an amazing opportunity. I've been blasting it out there, letting people know to make sure to call, because it's big, man. It's a big deal to have somebody with your knowledge and expertise on a big network like the Easy Way Broadcasting Network to be able to share your expertise with them, man. So big ups
exactly.
to both of you guys.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
we really appreciate that. I also want to shout out Blog Talk Radio and throw this out there real quick. Blog Talk is actually one of the biggest talk radio podcasts in the world. They have over a million members. I mean, might even be close to 2 million now. And they actually featured Easy Way Broadcasting. So we're one of the top 50 of all of Blog Talk, and that's why it's a featured host. And we're proud to have Shane. And I watched it go from 600 listeners to 800 listeners to 1,200 listeners. And I bet this one's going to be at 5,000, and it's going to keep growing. And what he's doing, what I'm doing, I mean, we're just trying to help people open, doors, make it a little bit easier on them, and talk to them like a lot of celebrities don't, you know. So the people that are doing it the easy way, we're here to talk to you, answer your questions, and just interact and really do that social media thing. And I know who you are, man. You follow me on Twitter, and I saw what you guys were about, and we appreciate you as well and your support. It's all about support. Anybody that's listening, thank you for listening, and thank you for spreading the word.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
And I'm excited also to be able to hear, you know, Kaya on there too. I've interviewed Kaya before, and she's definitely got some big things in the works, so it's exciting to hear everybody connecting, just like you said, Easy Man, connecting to the power of social media. That's how I've connected with everybody, so I it's a beautiful thing, and I think it makes it an unstoppable medium for all of us.
That's how I got
exactly.
my column on Washington Times, and believe me, guys, I got a column coming out on Shane after, I mean, we got some things that are coming out, so stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me when I say this. Shane's going to be doing it the easy way after he did it the hard way.
100%. Yo, Gabe, I'm going to have to get out of here, man. So
yeah,
I want to appreciate
no
you for calling in, and we definitely got some work to do, and the future is going to be big, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Well, God bless you guys, man. Thanks for letting me be heard. I just want to show my support, and I'll be listening.
Yes,
God bless.
Sir.
Hey, what's your Twitter? What's your Twitter, really quick, man? Go and plug your Twitter.
Yeah, my Twitter is @DancersGlobal.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks for supporting.
No
yes,
doubt,
sir.
Man.
Hey, Gabe. I'll talk to you later. All right?
Yes, I will. I'll talk to you very soon, Shane.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, this is your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance Radio on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks and Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you tune in next week, Saturday, 2 p.m., and I'll be here for you, giving you information on the dance world, the entertainment world. Make sure you tweet us, Sparks5678, Eric Zuli, WTV Networks, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for your support. Yo,
hey Shane, before you're not closing out, are you? Because I wanted to give your show one of the exclusives that's going to be happening with Easy Way Broadcasting. I'll go ahead and put it out there, because that way I'll get in trouble and not you. And I'm not a. You know,
okay,
kid,
well,
but
throw it out there then. You got to tell me.
What the hell? Are we doing voiceovers now? Are we doing voiceovers now? Are we changing
yeah.
the voiceovers?
That's my alter ego. You know, when you get embarrassed and you're supposed to do something, you didn't do it, I turn into that dude.
Go ahead. Put it out
oh,
there.
Okay. Got it. All right. All right. Well, basically, guys, there's a network, and I've been plugging this on my show here and there, but I want everybody on Shane's show to know. Shane is also very, very much involved in this. He's got his own situation happening with a network called Matriarch TV. Make sure you remember that name, Matriarch TV. They also work with Universal. There's a record label. It's Global Music, I think it's called. And Easy Way Broadcasting is working directly with them, and they are going to be doing a show When have you ever, ready for this, Shane? When have you ever had a show about a television network and what they got going on and what their producers are going to be doing and, you know, the insides of an actual working television network on Dish, pay-per-view, on demand? They're going to be doing their show every Monday, and we're working that out right now with the agents, and it's going to be happening. You guys heard it first. I gave this news to Shane's show before my show. What the hell is wrong with me?
That's what's up. We're working together. Hey, you support me, I support you. You know what I'm saying?
Always, baby. Hey, I support you for life, brother. Your family.
That's what's up, my man. All right, so we closing out. I gave y'all all the information. Just make sure y'all hit me back. Let's get my Twitters up, Sparks5678, Eric Dooley, WTV Networks, Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it. This your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Give you the information to the dance, bro. I love y'all, and we out of here. Eric, hit it.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me, 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.